Welcome back. Righto. Here we go for the second day. Now, I hope you did yesterday's homework. It's so, so important. And today we kind of flip it on its head, actually. Yesterday was all about doing something that helps you feel good, which is brilliant. And today it's all about what you can stop doing. So I'm just going to tell you a really quick little story to highlight the level of choice that we have sometimes in our lives that we don't exercise. And when I was saying that this time for me has been about going back to basics, looking for where I have choice is one of those basics. Don't you find that we just get so in the zone of doing things the way that we do them that we kind of forget that there exists choice? When we get to exercise that, oof, hang on a minute. Well, there's an instant shift. So let me tell you, I was running around like a mad woman one morning a few weeks ago. It was a weekend. And I mean, you know, this is really, really sexy stuff. There was a piece of lamb that was going to go off if I didn't use it that day. And so I was racing and I was seeing my boyfriend and his kids were all going to do something together. And I thought, I'll put this lamb into the slow cooker and I'll add this and this and this. And by the time we get back, dinner will be ready. Awesome. And oh God, I don't have this. So I just need to race up to the shops and I'm getting myself all stressed out. And they arrive and I'm not done. And I'm, you know, then I'm starting to kind of get antsy at the kids for not being ready when really it's me who's running around like a freak show. And my boyfriend says, well, Lisa, why don't you just pop that piece of lamb into the freezer? You can just freeze that. And then we can give them toasties and cut up vegetables when we get back. Or you know what? We could get dinner when we're out. And I was like, oh yeah, this could potentially be a lot simpler than I'm making it out to be. Maybe I actually have a choice. I don't have to use this piece of meat today and get something in the slow cooker and stress everyone, including myself, out in the meantime. Sometimes we need other people to help us see that we're adding stress in where we don't need to, that there's actually something we could not do that would make life feel better. When so many of us are already feeling overloaded, overstretched, overwhelmed, where do we have a choice about some of that stuff? And as it's as simple and as hard as that. So that's your task for today. Is there something you're doing literally today or tomorrow that if you kind of just gave yourself permission to not do that thing, you looked for where you had a little bit of choice, and it might not even be immediate. It might be on this weekend coming up. Or maybe it's something that you've committed to that is just a little bit much. Where does choice exist for you to say, actually, no, I'm just going to go this simpler route? And here's the thing about asking ourselves these questions. It's like it can be an instant, oh, that's the thing. Or you might really struggle to come up with something. And if it's the latter, please know that you're not alone. Please know that so many women are living their life at a pace that allows for zero self-reflection. We say we want things to be different, but we literally put no space or time in to think about what that might even be. Yesterday's task might have been really hard for you. Hey, that's okay. It's okay, but isn't that a sign of something? Isn't it a sign of being maybe a little bit detached from yourself? It's so common when life becomes about everybody else, taking care of everybody else's needs, meeting someone else's deadlines. I mean, there's so much on your plate, so much. It's okay if some of these reflections feel a little bit hard. As I said, something might have come to you straight away. But if not, just sit with yourself for just a moment. Just see what comes up. Just give yourself that gift. Hang on, where does some choice exist for me to say no or not do something? Is there a simpler way here? Maybe it's even to just stop a particular thought. A particular thought that you've got on loop in your head that makes life harder. You have a choice about those two. I know it doesn't feel like it all the time, but you do. That's your little cheeky task today. How does it feel to give yourself that choice? How does it feel to take something off your plate? What would that be? And here's the thing that might come up, a little bit of guilt. Little bit of guilt. We love guilting ourselves as women. We love saying things to ourselves like, well, it's selfish of me to not do blah, blah. Or I'm lazy if I don't do blah, blah. What's she or he going to think if I don't do blah, blah? But what about the kids if I don't do blah, blah? No. You got to breathe through this. You are not selfish for taking care of yourself and making a different choice, making your life a little bit easier. You're not letting anyone down. Everyone's going to be okay. This is a beautiful little exercise for you in just popping your needs on the priority pile. How cool is that? You're not wrong or bad if those feelings come up. Sit with them, acknowledge them, and say, I'm just going to do what Lisa suggested because I committed to this and I really want to feel different. So you know what? I'm just going to try. What is there to lose? Oh, this is a biggie for so many of us. Enjoy the exercise, and I'll be in your earbuds again tomorrow.